You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and that means our Irish pal, Brian O'Nunoyne, joins us. Today, he reflects on his brushes with law enforcement stateside.
And a very good morning to you all. Have you had reason to avail of the police services recently? And if so, what is your attitude towards the keepers of the peace? I suppose you've heard the one that the definition of a conservative is a liberal who's just been mugged. And a liberal is a conservative who's just been arrested. Doubtless, our attitudes towards the polis are determined in part by our experiences with them. So let me tell you about mine since I got here to the People's Republic of Louisiana about 5 years ago. My first brush with the police was for speeding. See, I was driving my wife's car and it has a V6 engine. And since I had just gotten off the boat from Ireland, where everybody's still going around in an Assen cart, I wasn't used to all this horsepower. When the cop pulled me over, I apologised, and I quite truthfully admitted that I had been distracted by a young lady walking along by the side of the road, possibly on her way to college. Says I, "Officer, I've noticed that here in the United States, very, very few people actually walk from A to B, and so I was concerned for this young lady's well-being, as a result of which I didn't notice that the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit had dropped down to 45 miles per hour, especially since there was no real visible difference in the quality of the road." Now, my wife is convinced that the officer was probably bemused by my accent and by the fact that my excuse for speeding was ostensibly some so-called damsel in distress, whereas he probably felt that I was distracted by a pretty woman with a finely turned ankle. Who knows? The bottom line is that he let me off with a warning, and I was very grateful indeed. Now, my next entanglement came about as a result of me rear-ending another car. I say this, however, for dramatic enhancement, because here's what really happened. It was about 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and I was stopped at a red light behind a vehicle. I must have been really tired because my foot slipped off the brake pedal and my car inched forward and barely nudged the car in front of me. I got out of my car immediately. I looked to see if there was any damage done to the other car. Thankfully, there was none. And then I proceeded to go and talk to the driver to apologise to her and to assure her that there was no damage done at all. But as I drew up to the driver, an old lady, she cut me off as I started to apologise. "I'm calling the police," she said. "Fair enough," says I to myself. "There's no damage done, so there's nothing to worry about." And there wasn't. In fact, all four officers from the four police cars that showed up reassured the old lady that they could see no evidence whatsoever of any contact at all having been made. Now, for a long, long time afterwards, what I thought about was this. Did we really need four police cars showing up at the scene of this non-incident? I mean, granted, the officers did apologise to me for having wasted my time, but for a long time I was really more concerned about the waste of money and resources. Well, it turns out that the officers in question had to descend on the area because a 911 call was made, and in this particular part of the city, it's very, very busy. Should there have been a serious accident, rubberneckers would have amassed very, very quickly. And then there would have been further subsequent knock-on accidents, possibly. So that was why it was important for the police officers to get to the scene as quickly as possible and clear the area as quickly as possible. For which we can be eternally grateful. So God bless you all, the polis. Well done. Have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.